Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is the obituary column, Tuesday, December 6th. Death notices. Chris Wiggins. Chris Wiggins, 66, of Midland, passed away December 1st. Mr. Wiggins' family will have a service at a later date. Michael Foster. Michael Foster, 49, of Midland, passed away December 1st. A rosary will be recited at 7 p.m. Thursday, December 8th, at Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home Chapel. Memorial Mass will be held at 1 p.m. Friday, December 9th, at St. Stephen's Catholic Church. Online condolences can be made at www.npwelch.com.
Hello, friends. This is Julie, reading from the Odessa American on Sunday, December 4th. Ellen Noel holds moving sale. The Evan Noel Art Museum of the Permian Basin is hosting a moving sale December 8th through December 10th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 4909 East University Boulevard in Odessa. The public is invited to come by and select items to purchase for a low price from the Ellen Noel Art Museum. Items include books, camera equipment, furniture, dinnerware sets, and more. These funds will contribute towards ENAM's cultural enhancement project. Visit noelartmuseum.org for more details. The Ellen Noel Art Museum is open noon to 5 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 8 p.m., Thursday, and noon to 5 p.m., Sundays. Admission is also free. For more information on exhibits and events, visit www.noelartmuseum.org, call 432-550-9696, or stop by 4919 East University Boulevard, Odessa. TXOGA hosts tour highlighting oil, natural gas, weatherization. Members of the media from across Texas participated in a tour of West Texas oil and natural gas facilities. The tour, hosted by the Texas Oil and Gas Association, included facilities at Diamondback Energy and Ovitiv. Attendees were able to hear about and see firsthand the company's weatherization plan and procedures, with detailed explanation provided by Diamondback Energy Facilities engineer, supervisor, Arika Gonzalez, and Ovitiv's senior management of Permian Basin production, Mike Schubert. Noting why TXOGA made his priority to organize Thursday's tour, TXOGA President Todd Staples said in a news release, "Demand at home and from around the world continues to grow for Texas oil and natural gas. So it's important to demonstrate the length that every sector of the industry goes to be prepared for weather and other emergencies." Tour participants saw examples of operations, extensive planning and preparation for extreme weather, which can include methanol injection, heat tracing, insulation to prevent freezing, shelters, wind walls, and for many assets, round-the-clock monitoring. Thank you to the personnel at Diamondback Energy and for Ovitiv for opening their facilities and sharing their expertise about these vital preparedness efforts. Staples noted that even with the preparedness plans in place, winter storms, Uri taught painful lessons, including operators in the natural gas supply chain for natural gas power plants. One of the most profound lessons was that much of our industry is not eligible for critical load designation to maintain power during an electricity load shed event, he said in the release. Fortunately, Texas lawmakers corrected that error. The Railroad Commission of Texas now has a process that mandates CL designation for the most critical natural gas assets and related systems. Starting December 1st, operators with facilities that are required to weatherize will share their emergency preparedness plan with the RRC, including consideration on how each operator will protect their employees, the environment, and their equipment with implementing their plan. During the tour, Staples explained that history has shown the event when power stays on and no matter the level of weatherization, daily oil and natural gas production can drop anywhere between 10 and 30% during extreme weather. That means that users who rely on daily access to natural gas must pre-purchase and pre-plan to have the volumes they need during these rare but inevitable times. Texas has more than 100 times the natural gas in storage that is needed for daily power generations. So with proper planning, there is more than enough natural gas to meet the needs of Texas. A reliable energy grid is vital to the oil and gas industry. Not only are we products of the irreplaceable fuels, but the industry includes some of the biggest electricity consumers in the state. Texas, just like every homeowner, our processing plants, refineries, and production cannot function without electricity. Our ability to operate is directly tied to our ability to meet the nation and the world's energy needs. No matter the temperature, an industry is doing its part to ensure that we are weather winter ready, Staples said.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. Midland Health promotes giving back. It's a season of giving back, lending a hand, providing goods for the less fortunate, and more. Our community does so much for Midland Health. It's our turn to support the community in all the good that's being done. Whether providing winter coats for those without a home, building pet homes, driving meals to seniors, or donating toys for children that wouldn't usually receive holiday gifts, Midland Health is here to lend a hand. Midland Health promotes Community Service Month in November, but encourages volunteering and donating year-round. Our employees give back in many ways they're encouraging and influencing to witness. Midland Health strives to be the healthiest county in Texas. We can only be the healthiest county by collaborating with community organizations and supporting all they do, working toward a better Midland. Our Midland Health employees volunteered and donated to 10 nonprofit organizations in November. Organizations included were Fit West Texas, Gifts of Hope, Helping Hands, Healthy City, Hope Chest, Keep Midland Beautiful, Senior Life, The Field's Edge, the Midland Soup Kitchen Ministry, and West Texas Food Bank. 51 children and families will have clothes for the winter and toys to open this holiday season, thanks to our generous employees and departments who rallied together for St. Stephen's Helping Hands Dress an Angel program. Employees contributed 4,437.8 pounds of food to help stock the pantries at the Midland Soup Kitchen Ministry. About 50 Hope Chest moms and children will benefit from the hospital toy drive, and diaper and baby necessity donations will help stock throughout the year. Whether you volunteer to help others, reduce stress, promote self-growth, or to make a difference, we support your involvement. It takes a village to build a better community. Any reason to create a stronger, healthier, and better Midland for the future can make the most significant difference to our community. Enjoy treats without getting stuffed. Food plays a big part in many holiday traditions, so it can be tricky to control portions and keep from overeating during the holiday season. A registered dietitian at Baylor College of Medicine offers some tips to enjoy the meal without getting stuffed. Quote, holidays are times when we tend to eat with our eyes because everything looks so delicious, end quote, said Roberta Anding, registered dietitian with Baylor. Quote, since it's a special time, you can either take smaller portions of food or think of which ones are your favorites and truly holiday specials. For example, you might be able to have mashed potatoes any time, but your grandmother's amazing cornbread dressing is a once-a-year treat. In this case, choose what you love and skip the other foods, end quote. According to Anding, satiety or the feeling of fullness is complex, so it's easy to miss the cue. Studies have shown that drinking low or no calorie fluids before a meal can reduce intake, and fiber and protein also can help you recognize fullness. Quote, this means turkey and some vegetables would be good and delicious choices on your plate, end quote, she said. According to Anding, satiety or the feeling of fullness is complex, so it's easy to miss the cue. Studies have shown that drinking low or no calorie fluids before a meal can reduce intake, and fiber and protein also can help you recognize fullness. Quote, this means turkey and some vegetables would be good and delicious choices on your plate, end quote, she said. Anding suggests simple behavioral strategies to help prevent overeating. Slow down the rate at which you eat. learn your own cues for fullness. Avoid alcohol, which can disrupt your hunger and satiety and dim your resolve to avoid overeating. And if there are new foods you want to try, substitute them for foods you can easily give up. For example, if there is a new grain or rice dish you want to try, eliminate the dinner roll. At the end of the day, overeating can happen, and if it does, Anding suggests letting it go. Quote, don't attempt to exercise the calories away at one time, end quote, Anding said. Quote, for most families, holidays are a multi-day affair and not just an event, end quote. She also suggests finding activities with family and friends during the holidays that don't involve food. These can include family outings, preparing for the next holiday, playing board games, or any other activity that can make the holiday special. Fight off flu with immune-boosting nutrients. It's flu season again, so most people get a flu shot and strive to stay healthy. But can certain foods or supplements boost the immune system and help with that, quote, staying healthy, end quote, goal? While having a healthy immune system is a plus during the season of colds and flu, consider these tips for keeping your immune system strong throughout the year. Focus on a balanced eating plan. Don't skip meals so your body stays well-fueled. Aim for 5 to 9 servings of vegetables and fruits daily to provide those immune-boosting vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. A serving of fruit is 1 medium piece of fresh fruit, 1 cup of berries or melon, or 1/2 cup of canned fruit packed in its own juice. A serving of vegetables as 1/2 cup cooked or 1 cup raw. Getting these nutrients from foods versus vitamins or mineral supplements is always best. Many herbal remedies are marketed to help fight colds or shorten their duration. But check with a healthcare professional before taking any supplements or medications. And don't forget fluids. Remember to drink adequate fluids throughout the day. Plain water is best. Crack down on spreading germs. Good hygiene and hand washing help prevent the spread of germs. Remember to wash produce before eating or using it in recipes. Clean glasses, forks, spoons, and other utensils to reduce the spread and growth of bacteria. Increase sleep, reduce stress. Getting adequate sleep and managing stress can be just as important as healthy eating to prevent the flu. Adults should get 7 to 9 hours of sleep each day, while children need 8 to 14 hours, depending on age. Healthy ways to cope with stress include meditating, listening to music, or journaling. Physical activity is another strategy to manage stress and may reduce the risk of some chronic diseases that can weaken your immune system. Even if you eat healthily, get plenty of rest, drink adequate fluids, and manage your stress, you may still catch the flu. If so, your illness may not last as long and you may not feel so bad. Myths, facts about immune-boosting nutrients. Fact, chicken soup can help you feel better. According to the National Institutes of Health, there are many healing benefits of chicken soup. Your favorite recipe likely has properties that fight inflammation, promote hydration, and get mucus flowing. Drink plenty of fluids such as water, broth, or sports drinks with electrolytes. Myth, vitamin C can prevent illness. When taken before cold symptoms start, vitamin C may shorten the duration, but it doesn't keep you from getting sick. Myth, dairy increases mucus production. You may have heard that milk and other dairy products worsen congestion during an illness. Research has not proven this to be true. Choose immune-boosting nutrients. These nutrients play a role in immune health. Beta-carotene. Beta-carotene is found in plant foods such as sweet potatoes, spinach, carrots, mangoes, broccoli, and tomatoes. Vitamin C. Vitamin C-rich foods include citrus fruits, berries, melons, tomatoes, bell peppers, and broccoli. Vitamin D. Vitamin D is found in fatty fish and eggs. Milk and 100% juices fortified with vitamin D also are good sources. Zinc. Zinc tends to be better absorbed from foods such as beef and seafood, but it's also found in plant-based sources including wheat germ, beans, nuts, and tofu. Probiotics. Probiotics are good bacteria that promote health. You'll find them in cultured dairy products such as yogurt and in fermented foods such as kefir and kimchi. Protein. Protein comes from animal and plant sources including milk, yogurt, eggs, beef, chicken, seafood, nuts, seeds, beans, and lentils. Nearly 1 in 10 Texas hospitals at closure risk. Nearly 1 out of 10 Texas hospitals is at serious risk of closure, and nearly half of all Texas hospitals are facing negative operating margins this year, according to a new report released last week from Kauffman Hall. Quote, extreme pressure on life-saving hospitals creates risk for patients and the state's overall health, end quote, said John Hawkins, president/CEO of the Texas Hospital Association. Quote, hospitals are critical infrastructure for communities and serve as a backbone for health, safety, jobs, and stability, end quote. The new report, available through THA, offers critical data on hospital financial instability and closure risks that could severely impact patient care and access to health care in Texas. The report underscores the pandemic's dramatic toll on hospitals as they face mounting strain from respiratory illness surges, workforce shortages, and rising costs. As Texas hospitals work to stabilize from the pandemic, health leaders are wary of a potential, quote, triple-demic, end quote, on the horizon, with mounting pressures from influenza, respiratory syncytial virus, and COVID-19 cases. This week, Texas pediatric hospital beds are currently 91% occupied, according to data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Meanwhile, hospitals face skyrocketing expenses, workforce shortages, and millions in losses. Key findings from the Kaufman Hall report include the following. Nearly one out of every 10 Texas hospitals is at risk of closure, twice as many as before the pandemic. Nearly half of all Texas hospitals in 2022 had negative operating margins, up from one-third in 2019. Texas hospital expenses are up 20% over pre-pandemic levels, primarily due to labor, supply, and drug cost increases. Texas hospitals have incurred serious losses relative to pre-pandemic levels, including approximately $3.2 billion in 2022 to date. With no further relief in sight, this represents a 30% reduction in total income across Texas. According to the Kaufman Hall report, prepared at the request of THA, the findings, quote, underscore the existential, financial, and operational threats Texas hospitals continue to face 2.5 years after the beginning of the pandemic, end quote. Millions of people turned to Texas hospitals during the pandemic for treatment, vaccination, and testing. As state and federal relief has wound down, hospital financial losses are mounting, with no further relief in sight. Costs are soaring due to inflation and limited supplies, and the state's healthcare workforce has been decimated due to COVID-19 burnout, fatigue, retirements, and career changes. The Texas Hospital Association is calling for state and federal support to help ensure hospitals stay open and continue to be vibrant contributors to local communities. Texas hospitals are asking for assistance in the areas of financial stability, workforce growth to fill critical open jobs, public health resources, behavioral health resources, and greater access to care and health care coverage. At the federal level, hospitals are pushing Congress for solutions to prevent harmful Medicare cuts and a statutory pay-go sequester from taking effect. Midland Health's Boswell earns DAISY Lifetime Achievement Award. Please join Midland Health in congratulating one of its DAISY Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Carol Boswell. The DAISY Lifetime Achievement Award was created to recognize nurses who have devoted their life's work to the compassionate care of others. Recipients of this award are nominated for their dedication to nursing through active mentoring, role modeling, advocating for their patients, and promoting the positive image of nursing. This year marks the first year Midland Memorial Hospital recognizes this award, and Midland Health is proud to honor 7 nurses who have provided exemplary care to others throughout their professional career. Boswell began her nursing career 48 years ago working on a labor and delivery unit in Lubbock. She graduated from Texas Tech with a master's in science and nursing in 1991 and an education doctorate in 1995. Her contributions to the nursing profession and the local nursing community are beyond numerous. She has been a teacher, mentor, colleague, confidant, role model, supporter, and cheerleader to hundreds of nurses throughout her continued career as a nurse. One nurse said, quote, Dr. Boswell listens to nurses and helps guide them to find answers while never making them doubt themselves for asking a question and valuing their opinion and input, end quote. She has supported budding authors, mentoring them through the process of writing and submitting articles to peer-reviewed journals, and is more than willing to co-author. Boswell has been a strong supporter of shared governance since its inception at Midland Memorial Hospital and was an original member of the EBP Research Council and has been the hospital's nurse researcher for several years. One nurse stated, quote, "I first heard her name in 2009 when I had her as a professor at TTUHSC in my baccalaureate program. I remember being impressed before I met her because she wrote the textbook for evidence-based practice, EBP. I had no idea I would continue to learn and work with her for the next 13 years. Even now, she is mentoring me with my DNP project. I consider her a living legend and hope to continue to be influenced by her as I grow as a professional nurse." End quote. Quote, "Dr. Boswell continues to use her nursing skills as a volunteer on medical missions with her church and was a volunteer at the mass vaccination clinic mixing and administering COVID-19 vaccines. As I reflect on how she impacted my professional career, I have several examples float through my mind. Sitting in a courtroom in Andrews when a Winkler County nurse was on trial for reporting a physician's unsafe practice, mentoring me when I joined the TNA-CNE committee as a reviewer, listening to me when I doubted myself and telling me I had value, and challenging me when I wanted to discuss changing nursing and how things are done, caring for me as we traveled internationally to present at a Sigma research conference. It is because of Boswell's devotion to nursing and helping others that her work serves as a beacon of inspiration to those at all stages of their career. Congratulations, Carol Boswell."
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. Education Articles. Midland High School Orchestra students will perform its annual Christmas concert at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday in the auditorium at 906 West Illinois. Legacy High Theater presents How I Became a Pirate, the musical, in the auditorium, 3500 West Neely. Show dates are 6 p.m. Friday, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Saturday, and 2 p.m. Sunday. Midland High School band students will perform a Christmas concert at 6 p.m. Friday in the auditorium. The annual Jingle Bell Jog, sponsored by the Midland ISD Athletics Department, will take place Saturday at the Memorial Stadium. Warm-up begins at 9:30 a.m. and the walk-jog-run starts at 10. Admission is free and participants can sign up at the event by scanning an on-site QR code. Family members are welcome to participate. Hot cocoa and cookies are available after the event. The Legacy High School Choirs will perform a Christmas concert at 7 p.m. at December 13th at St. Anne's Catholic Church. Legacy High School band students will perform its annual holiday show on December 15th in their auditorium. The next Midland ISD Board of Trustees meeting will take place at 5:30 p.m. December 19th at the Boy Fine Arts Academy Auditorium. Westlake Ace Hardware donates a tree to MAP. When Christopher Brown of Westlake Ace Hardware received a call from Midland Alternative Program that the campus needed a Christmas tree, he sprang into action. On Wednesday, Brown, who serves as business development manager at Westlake, delivered a tree, topper, and decorations donated by the hardware store. Students and staff assembled and decorated the pre-lit tree. Brown said the need for a tree hits close to home, literally. "I grew up just a few blocks away from this campus and used to eat breakfast here before catching the bus to school. Having gone through an alternative program myself, I relate with these kids and was excited at the chance to bring some holiday cheer to MAP. The tree is housed in the cafeteria for all students and staff to enjoy. We can't thank Christopher and Westlake enough for their generosity," Principal Kristen Albaugh said. Greenwood teacher seeks camera for yearbook class, by Ben Schaefer. Ms. O'Brien, teacher at Greenwood High School, seeks a camera for her yearbook and photojournalism classes at the Donors Choose West website. The project expires on December 28th. There is $798 needed to fully fund it. O'Brien stated it's her goal to eventually have a one-to-one ratio in students and cameras. "I love that I get to add to their day. They learn skills that transfer and that will be with them forever." Donate online at donorschoose.org/project/developing-a-picture-perfect-yearbook.
Dear Abby, I have been married to my wife for a little over a year. I love her. However, right before our wedding, I met a coworker I'll call Alexis. We hit it off, and I consider her a close friend. Alexis and I hooked up a few times before and after my wedding. We never discuss the encounters after they happen. After we've had a few drinks, we both say things about being together, but usually we're just best friends. While my friends believe this is odd, it's almost a blessing that the awkward conversation doesn't happen after a night of something happening. There have been instances when I have ditched my wife to hang out with Alexis. Not to do anything, but just to hang out with her and her mother. My wife says I spend too much time with Alexis between work and after work, but she's fun to be with. My wife is kind of a homebody. She doesn't like to go out and have a good time. My wife doesn't trust Alexis, and while I can't blame her, I'm conflicted about what my next step should be. I love my wife, but I also love Alexis as more than a friend, and I know she feels the same. What should I do next? Dear loves them both. You may love both of these women, but you are being fair to neither one. Your wife doesn't trust Alexis because she senses something is wrong, and she's right. You and Alexis aren't buddies. You are lovers. But that you have confided it to friends who think this is odd, in your words, means it is just a matter of time until your wife is in on the secret. Your first loyalty should be to your wife. At the very least, you owe it to her to have an honest discussion with her and figure out with her what the next step should be. And the next, dear Abby. My husband and I have been going to the same dentist for 20 years. We have always had the same dental hygienist. There's a computer in the room where she works, and she always schedules our next six-month cleaning with her before we leave. Over the years, we have noticed that she's not very clean. She is sometimes very unkept, with greasy hair and body odor. Her treatment room is also very messy. The last time I was there, she opened her cupboard and I was appalled at the junk crammed in there. We are concerned that this is unsanitary and we no longer want to see her. We love our dentist and the office staff. They are the nicest, most considerate, and professional people. I would like to call and ask the front desk to reschedule our appointments with the other hygienist and include in our files that we only want to see that one. My husband thinks we should switch dentists. To be honest, I'm shocked the dentist would tolerate this, but he is a kind individual, and maybe that's the problem. Any advice would be appreciated. Signed, Dental Drama in the East. Dear Drama, you should have discussed this with your dentist years ago. Your concerns are valid. It is your right to be treated by another hygienist for the reasons you have stated. However, for your dentist's sake, as well as your own, tell him exactly why you felt it was necessary to make the change. It will be doing the practice a favor.
This is the Dear Abby column. Newlywed divides time with wife and co-worker mistress. Dear Abby, I have been married to my wife for a little over a year. I love her. However, right before our wedding, I met a coworker I'll call Alexis. We hit it off, and I consider her a close friend. Alexis and I hooked up a few times before and after my wedding. We never discuss the encounters after they happen. After we've had a few drinks, we both say things about being together. But usually, we're just best friends. While my friends believe this is odd, it's almost a blessing that the awkward conversation doesn't happen after a night of something happening. There have been instances when I have ditched my wife to hang out with Alexis, not to do anything, but just to hang out with her and her mother. My wife says I spend too much time with Alexis between work and after work, but she's fun to be with. My wife is kind of a home buddy. She doesn't like to go out and have a good time. My wife doesn't trust Alexis, and while I can't blame her, I'm conflicted about what my next step should be. I love my wife, but I also love Alexis as more than a friend, and I know she feels the same. What should I do next? Signed, Loves Them Both. dear loves. You may love both of these women, but you are being fair to neither one. Your wife doesn't trust Alexis because she senses something is wrong, and she's right. You and Alexis aren't buddies, you are lovers. That you have confided it to friends, who think this is odd, in your words, means it is just a matter of time until your wife is in on the secret. Your first loyalty should be to your wife. At the very least, you owe it to her to have an honest discussion with her and figure out, with her, what the next steps should be. Dear Abby, my husband and I have been going to the same dentist for 20 years. We have always had the same dental hygienist. There's a computer in the room where she works, and she always schedules our next six-month cleaning with her before we leave. Over the years, we have noticed that she's not very clean. She is sometimes very unkempt, with greasy hair and body odor. Her treatment room is also very messy. The last time I was there, she opened her cupboard, and I was appalled at the junk crammed in there. We are concerned that this is unsanitary, and we no longer want to see her. We love our dentist and the office staff. They are the nicest, most considerate, and professional people. I would like to call and ask the front desk to reschedule our appointments with the other hygienist and include in our files that we only want to see that one. My husband thinks we should switch dentists. To be honest, I'm shocked the dentist would tolerate this, but he is a kind individual, and maybe that's the problem. Any advice would be appreciated. Signed, Dental Drama in the East. Dear Drama, you should have discussed this with your dentist years ago. Your concerns are valid. It is your right to be treated by another hygienist for the reasons you have stated. However, for your dentist's sake, as well as your own, tell him exactly why you felt it was necessary to make the change. It will be doing the practice a favor. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.